For all you know, you'll never speak another word again. In the fire that is your friend.
The song you're hearing is the title track and lead track to the new album from Jesse W. Johnson. It's called American Dumpster, and Jesse joins us from his home in Chicago. Is that where you are right now?
I'm actually in Springfield. I'm originally from Springfield, but I've been living up in Chicago for the past, like, 7 years.
Okay, well, let's talk about your music in general. A lot of folks make comparisons to maybe the 1980s or 90s with some of your music and, you know, Smashing Pumpkins, a whole bunch of different things. I hear even 1970s influences, the band Love, I don't know if you're familiar with that band, but John Stewart, Lakeshore Drive on some of your songs, even Fleetwood Mac. Are you a fan of the 70s music as well?
I definitely am. That's what I grew up on listening to, with 70s stuff. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I listen to, obviously, I guess Beatles is a little bit earlier than that, but yeah, a lot of that kind of stuff. And I love that kind of music. I love the tones and the sound and the recording techniques around that time. I feel like that's the golden age of vinyl and recording stuff. So I definitely, that's right on. I love 70s.
No gear that can be turned. No word.
It was your Primal Scream album, actually the EP you put out before American Dumpster, which I want to get to in just a sec. A lot of folks noted that you know the lyrics that you write are a little bit darker than the often bright melodic music that surround those words. How does that dichotomy happen? Is it your optimism showing with the music part of it, or do you just want to show a contrast that way?
That's a great question. You know, I don't really know. I remember when I was younger, people used to ask me why the lyrics and stuff were darker, and I don't really know. I guess it's just kind of what comes out for me. I try, when I write, I don't really have something that I try to write about. If I do that, I never end up really liking what I write too much. It feels like I'm forcing it. So usually, when I write, I just kind of let stuff come out, and then I'll go back and edit it later. But a lot of times it is a little bit darker. And, you know, I think music is a therapeutic thing for me. Maybe getting some of that stuff out is helpful for me and helps me smile on my day to day. But I definitely agree that having the music be a little bit more uplifting and brighter is super important to me, because I think, like, the marriage of that darker theme but brighter sound, I personally like stuff like that. You know, I don't want music to be a total drag. It's got to be a little bit catchy. So that's kind of where that comes from.
Well, let's talk about a really tough lyric, the song Kid in the Castle from American Dumpster. I'm a pen with no ink.
With no ink. A car with no gas.
And it goes on from there, and then it sort of finishes, I'm the trembling child scared half of their life.
Yeah.
Is that you? Is that you, or are you describing someone else, or is that what you're getting at when you're saying that earlier?
No, yeah, you're totally right on there. That's definitely me. Yeah, that song's very autobiographical. At first, I wasn't even really sure I wanted to record or release that song, because it's really getting down to, you know, anxiety and stuff that I have. It's not super bad or anything, but it's definitely there and a presence in my life.
It's torn open. Get in the castle.
Kid in the Castle is the name of the song from the new album American Dumpster. It's Jesse W. Johnson who just put this album out. And this is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. I want to play a little bit of the song called Stand a Smile here before I ask you about it.
Maybe we're all alone. Maybe there's nothing wrong.
Now, this is a catchy song. My goodness, this may be the standout to my ears on the album as far as music. And to me, it sounds like an updated take on Carole King's You've Got a Friend. It's got a little more optimism to this song.
Yeah, definitely. I like that comparison a lot, and thank you. Yeah, this song is definitely, I would say it's probably the most upbeat on the record, and I agree. I kind of think of it as a kind of a standout track as well. I think this one is totally one where it's got a darker lyric on top of a really upbeat, catchier tune, which is stuff that I really like, because if you listen to the, you know, to the words in there, it's like the lyric is talks about I will be there, and it's kind of like a ghost of someone that used to be in your life still hanging around, and that, yeah, that's a little creepy, of like someone you can't shake and feelings you can't shake about someone that used to be close to.
And this is a pithy little number as well. It goes by in what, almost just a couple of minutes. It's just, it's there and it's gone. And you're like, I want more. I'm just telling you, I wanted more.
I would rather do that than stick around too long, that's for sure.
Stand a Smile is the name of the song. Jesse W. Johnson is our guest. How about in general? You've said that you feel like if you just sing or just play guitar, you totally suck compared to when you're doing both together. It sounds like it's almost like twins trying to finish each other's sentences.
Yeah, that's a really cool way to think about it. I'm self-taught on guitar, and I did take some vocal lessons and stuff, but I'm, you know, largely just self-taught there too. But, you know, I never just played guitar or just sang, really. I started singing when I was playing guitar, and I, you know, vice versa. I think really what it is my whole sense of rhythm comes from the marriage of playing and singing at the same time. So when I don't do one and I try to do one on its own, I think my rhythm gets kind of thrown off. But I also think that when I'm just playing guitar and not singing, I'm concentrating too hard on playing guitar, and I'm like worried about messing up. And that's when I'll mess up, is when I'm, you know.
Let's play one more song from American Dumpster here. This is called The Miles in Your Eyes.
Don't let them cast me an outlaw when I've long paid for my crimes. And don't let them turn me into something.
Jesse W. Johnson is who you're listening to. The Miles in Your Eyes, Jesse, from American Dumpster. A little bit different musically from Stand a Smile, but still just a standout song. What are you getting at lyrically here?
This was a song that came out very quickly for me. I barely remember writing it. When I think about this song, I was thinking about if I were to die, you know, what would my legacy be? How would I be remembered, kind of thing? And I think, you know, everybody thinks about that, I would think, at some time. And in this song, I was just thinking about the meaning of my life and the meaning of life, that nobody really knows what it is. And I was just, it's just kind of a meditation on that. And I think the feeling of the song for me is like feeling of satisfaction in not knowing that information, but also feeling satisfied with your life and the people around you and how you would be remembered.
Jesse W. Johnson, Springfield native, lives now in Chicago. American Dumpster is the great follow-up to Primal Scream. This is phenomenal, Jesse. Congratulations on this release.
Well, thanks so much, John. It's really exciting, and it's great to talk to you.